This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. And so this is bad timing, still grappling with charges of sexism and sexual harassment by a former software engineer. Uber now faces a new lawsuit from three engineers who allege the ride-hailing firm systematically underpaid women and minorities. Let's get right to the details. Joining us now, patching in from San Francisco, is The Wall Street Journal's Greg Bensinger. Hi, Greg.
Hi.
So it was getting a little quiet on the Uber scandal register. The latest, unfortunately, is keeping with its running theme of discrimination. What's the latest?
Well, this one's interesting. There are three women software engineers, two ex and one current at Uber, who filed a lawsuit this week against Uber saying that they and others like them had suffered years of pay discrimination based on their race and gender. They're suing for back wages and changes, and they're sort of requesting that Uber make changes to its ranking system. It's a stack ranking that Uber says rewards the highest performers and, you know, puts lower performers on notice. And they said that that system, these women say that that system inherently brings out biases, and so they've been underpaid all these years.
So now we talk about Uber specifically, but this is actually a larger, broader landscape. Silicon Valley has heard this story before. This is obviously not unlike what went down with Google this past summer. There seems to be a theme running here.
Yeah, Google's was also sued by employees for very similar kind of charges. And you're right, Silicon Valley is dealing with this. They've taken measures to account for their diversity numbers and account for their gender numbers. That includes just sort of releasing their sort of annual diversity counts. But over time, those numbers haven't nudged in any particular direction dramatically, and it's something they're struggling with. So the result is there are some unhappy employees, and we'll have to see what Uber comes back with on this one. It'll be an interesting one to watch.
Certainly not the best timing with a SoftBank deal in the works. Do you think this type of negative PR might impact that?
Well, it probably shouldn't impact it too much. If SoftBank doesn't, they're likely not concerned with things on this level. They're playing in a game where they're going to invest upwards of $10 billion in Uber through a sort of complex scheme. And this is likely not to be too much of a distraction for that deal, but you're right. This is a new CEO who's adopted all of these things just by coming in. He's going to have to address all of this in various ways. So this lawsuit, there are federal probes into their operations. There are a number of other suits by drivers and the like. They're also dealing with a regulatory challenge in London where they're threatening to revoke their license to work there. So it's just a big set of hurdles for this new CEO.
We're speaking to The Wall Street Journal's Greg Bensinger about Uber's new lawsuit. You're listening to The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. Thanks for joining us. Obviously, a lot to clean up here. So what kind of progress is Uber making, or does it hope to make? What initiatives are in play, if any, and how can we expect to see them further tackle this issue of, you know, discriminatory practices?
Yeah, well, you know, they're going to contest this lawsuit, of course, but they have done some things to try to keep up with the Joneses, if you will. Their head of HR, a woman named Leanne Hornsey, is sort of outspoken about her efforts to increase diversity. They're looking for a new head of diversity and inclusion. That's kind of a new title that a lot of Silicon Valley firms are filling. And these are people who are supposed to just have an eye towards reaching out to different types of employees that will work there. And they're really trying to tackle it in all the ways that you would expect, and we'll have to see how these things result when they release their next diversity report sometime next year, probably.
We'll leave it right there. Greg Bensinger, thanks.
Thank you.
Wall Street Journal reporter Greg Bensinger covers all things Uber for the Journal. You can check out more at WSJ.com. This has been the Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
Make Tech News Briefing part of your flash briefing on the Amazon Echo. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.